Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the Heed Army podcast. We're a man down today. Davey's he's not feeling it today, so unfortunately he's not going to be with us, but we wish him well and be back with us soon. As I say, as ever, when we start the podcast, we'd like to say a big thank you to our sponsors and our partners, Northern Print Solutions, and I've got my finger pointing in the right direction. I've learned how to use my finger. So we've got Northern Print Solutions and Patrick, I'd like to say a big thank you to. And of course, subscribe. There we go. There's a bit of Regan Booty there. Who doesn't like putting Booty in the corner? So lots to talk about. We've got shirt pulling. We've got FA Cup. Is it away? Yeah. Are we going to get one of them big games? We've got the FA Cup coming this weekend. And also we have the Dunstan game where Aidan Rutledge has set himself up. I don't know if his mum's had an affair with a Brazilian milkman, but I'll tell you what, he's got some flair. So we'll be talking about that. We at the Dunstan game. Unfortunately, me and Mickey weren't there, but I'll bring Mickey in now and also as well preview our new moving background. Mickey, let's see, we'll start with Saturday. What a timer. It wasn't the greatest. We'll put the highlights up shortly and got lots of people sending messages already, as ever. Big thank you to everybody. We've got Trina, good evening, lads. Ben, Allison, so good evening, everybody. We've got... do we really want to talk about Saturday? Still can't believe the referee and drama. We'll get into that very shortly. We've got the lovely Liv has sent an evening. So has Sean Parry, John Dick. But evening, everybody. She's put the lock on the fridge. Guess what? The chocolate's out the cupboard tonight. Well, we're asking that we've got a guest tonight as well. That'll be, we'll ask him the important question. And I woke up the feeling, I think with the Heed Army podcast on my mind. I don't think anyone's ever said that before. But we have got Charles Woth, the magnificent Charles Woth. Johnny Gray and Louise Dick are in the house already. And well, as I say, have you recovered after Saturday, Mickey? That's the first question.
Yeah, I had really. Not long after. I just thought it was one of them days where I can't say we weren't at the races, but we weren't. And Altrincham took the chances, really. Played a good game, a good side, to be fair. The referee had a big bearing on the game for me.
Well, I mean, as you say there, first things first, we were beaten by the better side on the day. Yeah. They were more clinical. But the referee, as you said, both referees, I'm dubious to know whether or not he was injured when he came off. He wasn't hobbling when he came over. It looked like he was going to book the bench for either side, but to be honest, when it happened. But he didn't have a grip of the game, unlike the Altrincham players who had a grip of our shirts for a lot of the time. Yeah. But then again, so did Gator players. It wasn't, you know, there was some decisions going both ways that should have really been stamped out. This was their best opportunity in the opening half. They should have really buried that one if you're going on target. But I think, is this one of the shirt pulls here? I think it is. And yeah. They're all over and pulls him down. And
that's a penalty for me.
I mean, obviously, you're going to see the replay.
First glance, I thought it was a penalty. Look,
you can see all of Dananga's back. He's pulled down. I mean, me and Mark on commentary were flabbergasted. And we try not to be too rose tinted, but look at that. You know,
it's a blatant pen. Well, I think they had one in the second half where the lad run across the box now.
Yeah.
It looked as if I've seen penalties given for less.
Without
was it a tackle with Connor?
I mean, look at that. Well, he gave that one there, but there had been a couple other ones from behind that hadn't. But, you know, you've got to say the chances we did get, we didn't take. That's the sad thing about it.
Yeah, but I'm still on about the referee. There was a block challenge by Conor McBride.
Yeah.
And he got a yellow card. And for me, that's just a block tackle. It wasn't even a yellow card. And then the lads come right over the top.
In the next passage of play, you know, and surely that yellow card.
Yellow card, and it was a more dangerous tackle.
Mm-hmm. Well, he really lunged in, didn't he, with the second one. I think we're going to see the Conor... McBride won shortly, but yeah, the refereeing was absolutely atrocious.
Well, as soon as his name was mentioned, I went, oh no. Well, I know there's kids watching, but he's just an absolute plank. Same guy. I've never seen him have a good
here we are. Is this the one here when the challenge for the ball? No, sorry, it's coming up. But I mean, yeah, I mean, the referee, I'm not going to name him. I don't want to give him the satisfaction, but he's refereed at a much higher level, right at the top. definitely up the championship, and you expect better. And it looked like he dropped an egg in his underpants and wanted off that pitch, and then started hobbling at half time. He didn't hobble off the pitch, that's for sure. Here we are. Look, so wins the ball.
It's a block tackle.
Yeah.
His momentum's took his foot up.
And also, hang on, can we just I'll just pause it there. All right, I'll take that back a little bit. Look there? At Jake, watch Jake Cooper here, yeah, arm up in the air once read in the card. So that's a booking as well. Wins the ball.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But then you had Jake Cooper running up, signaling, wanting a card. There you go. Look there. It's just there. Disgusting. Stupid. Yeah, and that's a former Gated player. Well, that's why he's a former Gated player. But, I mean, here, this is the next passage of play. And run away from him. Boomf.
I'd like to say that again. Because initially, when I first seen it, I thought, that is a yellow.
Yeah.
One second. On seeing it like that, I think that, yeah, it's fair enough. It's a yellow. It looked worse than the first
time. In real time, it looked like a horror tackle, didn't it? But, yeah. I mean, referee decisions aside, look, we had a few chances. Nothing really too cast in. I mean, we made the goalkeeper pull off a great save. I think it might be coming up here in the first half. Yeah.
That was a good save.
Please, it was a very good save. But, you know, this is, I mean, how he palmed it up. But, yeah, I know what you're saying there. If the decisions were right, we 1-0 up and they were down to 10 men. The thing is, though, the rest of the game, the performance wasn't there for Gateshead. Mike even said that in the post-match.
Second half, it wasn't.
No. So, and you can say what you want, but we weren't 1-0 down at that point. So, you know.
I mean, the throw-in where they scored the second one from.
Mm-hmm.
He's given it to them, and it was, it looked as if it was a throw-in to us all day.
Well, if it wasn't a free kick on Robbie Tinkler, come off the player that went out. So, yeah it's one of them things, but hey, it's football, isn't it? Let's try and put the rose-tinted glasses on. Look, it's not like we're in a relegation battle or around the wrong end of the table. I mean, there we go. That's the when we were caught dawdling. And, keeper couldn't do anything with that. Good finish. Decisive breakaway. Yeah, really was. But, I mean, let's bring it forward. Let's see if we can get to the Robbie Tinkler incident for the second goal. But, I mean, I don't see when it was here. It's coming up shortly. Yeah, it wasn't. It just, we weren't at the races. And sometimes you just got to hold your hat up and look.
Yeah.
We're still six in the table. I said to you a couple of days after, once the red mist of the referee's decisions had calmed down, if someone had said to you at this stage of the season, you'd be, there you go. Well, in real time, it looked like Robbie Tinkler had come off Donovan, but not Donovan. I forgot his name now. Angus. That's it, yeah. Well, not going to have an easier goal than that, are you? But, yeah, that's
really
awful game. But people have got the messages in there. It's, why is the keeper just went down? What a softie someone's put there. It was an awful game in truth for Gateshead. But we bounced back, and there was another game midweek, which we'll get into if people were down. We didn't manage to get there, but there's some magnificent goals from it. But look, six in the table. I think if anyone here, what I said to them in July, look, you'd be six going in mid-October. You go, poof, I didn't mind that, you know.
22 points, whatever we've got as well.
Exactly. And Marcus Dinanga as well is the player of the month as well, isn't he?
And Vanarama.
Yeah, so we've got a lovely picture of Marcus with his trophy here. There he is. Look at him. He's put
delighted.
He's put that CNA catalogue pose on, hasn't he? Look at him. He knows how to work the camera, does warm Marcus. And, it's well-deserved. He's played well. I mean, yes, he might have scored in the last couple of games, but he's been setting them up. You know, he's not only just scoring them, he's really integral in the build-up play and that final ball through to whoever's running through.
He's done well. You can't deny it. I mean, you didn't score 8 goals in a month, and, you know, he's been excellent. His hold up play is getting much better as well, which is something I've noticed. That was another thing they kept doing on Saturday. They kept playing the ball about here.
Yeah.
With Tananga. And the first thing he's got to do is get it on the floor before he can D out.
Well, they had three very good defenders around him. I mean, was it James Jones or James Jones, the captain. I thought he was a really good player. Obviously, Jake Cooper was, he had a decent game.
They're a good team, Davey. There's no doubt in it.
We've got to say as well, yes, they changed the tactics slightly against Altrincham, but we don't complain when they change the tactics slightly against other teams where they think they've found a weakness and exploit. It just didn't come off on the day. Who's to say it won't come off the next time we play them? But hey, we'll wipe our mouths. We'll move on. And one of them things. But lots of people coming in here. Sorry, one second. We've got Louise Dick. But my prediction would have been spot on if the ref had given two penalties. Ben Allison's put, what happened to the ref? I wasn't there. I was at the Shields Hereford game. Horrible. Why were you there? The referee came off injured on about 30 minutes, wasn't it?
And something like that, yeah. I've never seen another referee cheered on.
Yeah, and then
nobody was.
And then booed off. let's put it in perspective. But if you all just join us, we have got a guest coming up very shortly. You may have seen some fantastic artwork coming on social media. We've been retweeting it. And we've got some exciting news regarding the 400th show as well. We haven't mentioned that. So if you still want to come along, everyone welcome. On November the 9th at the Schooner, 8 p.m. We are broadcasting live from there. Everyone's invited. Would love you to come along. And Mickey, we've got some raffle prizes that, and you've got some information about the raffle, haven't you, about how the money's going to be distributed?
Yeah, if you come down, bring some change for a start, because there'll be domino cards and raffles, and all money raised on the evening. They've got some cracking raffle prizes as well. All money raised on the night will be split 50-50 with the Gated Ladies and the Gated FC Foundation. So please come down, bring some spare change, but definite, because we've got some absolute cracking prizes coming in. We've got two, just as a one-off, I'll just say here, we've got two family tickets for four for the Dalton game on the 11th for a start.
Yeah.
And there's a voucher for the barber jacket. That's just two of the prizes.
Yeah, also as well, we have a prize from Patrick as well to give away in the raffle. And have we got one more? Oh, we have got one more. We're going to talk about we're going to be talking about it soon. We're going to bring in Jamie, who is actually a friend of a Gator player, but he's been doing some good things for Gator. And before we bring him in, we're just going to play a little advert. Follow us on our socials. And also as well, before we go any further, a big thank you to everyone that's voted in the past week. The voting closed for the Football Content Awards. I don't know if we can win. I don't know. I don't know how it works out. Obviously, we haven't got the biggest fan base, but I appreciate every vote that come in. They're all very important. And we'll do what we do. It's not about the podcast. It's about promoting the club. And if we get recognised for that, then that's lovely. But at the end of the day, we'll still keep doing this. And as I say, that's what we're doing on the 400 show night. It's to raise money for the foundation and for GFC Ladies. So big thank you to everyone that has done that. I'm away on the night. Will you be able to buy raffle tickets before the night itself?
Yes. I'm hopefully going to be selling them the 28th.
Yep, 28th at the Fylde game. Fantastic with that. So that was a little bit
of... anybody wants any raffle tickets, please come and see us.
Yeah, definitely do that. And we'll be back in a second. The Heat Army podcast needs your help. No, we don't need money. All we need is you to do one simple thing. It'll take less than a second. If you could hit that like button, the subscribe button, and share whatever post that we put up regarding Gator Football Club, it'll go a long way in helping the show build and ultimately helping us push the club to the moon. Well, as you can see, we are joined by Jamie. Jamie is a fantastic artist. And just before we speak to him, I'm going to flash up a little bit of his artwork. You may have seen it being shared on social media by ourselves and others. But as I say, I'll start off with this one, because this one was one of my favourites. Marcus Dinanga, the bear. Look at that. Isn't that a beauty? It is. And just say, Jamie is the man behind it. Hello there, Jamie. How are you doing?
Hi, Heb. Thanks for having us.
No problem. And of course, you see, you've took up an interest in Gateshead because obviously you've got a friend that plays for Gateshead.
Yeah, I'm pals with Aidan Rutledge. Played cricket with him for years. So obviously doing the graphics and stuff like that, I've decided to venture into the Gateshead games as well. So
I'm guessing you've seen his googlies a few times.
Is it a big googly or just a little one?
We'll find out who's the longest in the shower later on. If there's any kids watching, it's exactly what it sounds like.
Shower dodger.
Yeah. Obviously, I mean, I think this was one of the first ones that we've seen on social media when it appeared up. And just how did you start coming about to do it?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't been doing the sports stuff that long. I haven't been doing the sports graphics that long at all. But it's something I really enjoy doing. I work as a designer full time. But I don't get to design all the fun stuff. It's all corporate and fairly straightforward, the stuff that I do for work. So I just enjoy doing the football stuff.
So really, you're just unleashing your flair on us.
Well, North Beast Media is the name of the account that I do it from.
Yeah.
And I try and focus on North East. North Beast's a bit of a play on North East. So I've done some stuff for Close House, the golf club. We've done, obviously, Gated. So now I do all the Gated home games. I do all the home and away, sorry. And I do all the Newcastle games as well. And there'll be more coming. You'll see, like, animations and little video edits and stuff like that as well.
You're going to make a video background for us. you're selling yourself too well. But no, I mean, obviously, I would say someone mentioned it was a shame about Greg Ollie's 200th appearance with the game on Saturday. But we'll get into the 200 with Ollie a little bit later on. But say some of the stuff you've done has been absolutely beautiful. It's captured the imagination, seen a lot of people share it as well.
Yeah, no, it's been, to be honest with you, I've had a really good response from the Gated fans. Obviously, Newcastle, there's thousands of designers that do stuff for clubs at that level, especially with them being in the Champions League. Mm-hmm. Whereas Gated, it's not the same. I've not seen any other graphics of that ilk for Gated, so it's really good to be doing stuff like that. And honestly, I was saying to you earlier, I actually enjoy doing the Gated ones the most out of all the stuff that I've done. It's a little bit more interesting.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm going to blow smoke up his butt because I think it's absolutely, what he's doing is absolutely fantastic.
It is. I mean,
I've told them on DM the other day how. And I showed him the evidence of what people think of his work. And it's incredible.
Well, I see that. Well, it was because of his work that you got in contact with him, because obviously we mentioned before there, we have the raffle prize. And we've commissioned, or we've been given a lovely design that is going to be exclusively given. He's given his time and designed this one for us. And we're going to get it printed and signed and framed to give away as part of the raffle. Now, this one is an absolute beaut. I'm going to put it up on the screen now. So everyone in the chat, hearts, when you see this one, this is, look at that. Oh, imagine that with some gold signatures on it. Oof. Oh, beautiful. I say the man Charles Woff helped you with some photos as well on that. And I think that captures everything.
As soon as he sent us it, I was absolutely gobsmacked. My jaw just hit the floor. I think Busted might be a bit upset, like, because I don't think Busted's in it.
the issue we had, obviously, you put us on to Charlie last week, but it was actually late. I'd done this before that. So Charlie's been, I've been in contact with Charlie today, and he sent us some great photos that I'm going to use for the Chesterfield game. I've actually been editing that tonight. So I'm going forward working with Charlie will be great, because it means that I can get specific photos that'll be better quality as well. Obviously, the issue I've got is I'm just nicking photos off anywhere I can at the minute off the internet to make the artwork. So you've got to spend a bit more time editing them.
Are they getting a bit of love here in the chat? There's some, see here. Look at that, outstanding, swoon coming through. Jimmy Woods, my girls love their framed pick. So yeah, it's absolutely amazing the pictures there, and also, as I say, it doesn't stop there, because you see you've been doing it for the rest of the season. We can give a sneak preview, can't we, of Saturday's one here for the away game to Stourbridge, and have a little look at that. There we're gone. Heat on the knuckles. That's the way to do it.
A world exclusive.
It's phenomenal, mate. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful work. To put my photo, because I use, I don't know if you pronounce it as photo or photo. It's a bit like Canva, what I use, but not up to that standard. And there we go. We've got love and absolute quality. So, yeah, obviously nice to get a little bit of recognition for your work there and very well deserved.
I don't know if that's for the pictures or just Jamie, though.
I mean, he's got, you can tell he's been grooming that beard and polishing that head. Jimmy, do you have any plans to sell your artwork?
No, not really. Obviously, the issue we've got as well, the club's got to... There's instances of like copyright and things like that. So the club's got obviously got to be on board, I think, in terms of that. I'm going to start selling it. I mean, I do offer digital media services, so design, videography, things like that, for whatever. So, I mean, I can commission stuff privately, but...
While we've got you on, obviously, your friend, Mr. Rutledge, got his first start in the Durham Cup against Dunstan. And I say there's a few non-league pages and websites have shared some of his work from last night. And we'll put this up there. I think it was Tuesday night, actually, wasn't it? It wasn't last night.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it's hard for him to get in the squad at the moment. We always knew it would probably take time for him to get his chance. But, you know, he's took it where he's got it, and he's impressed, hasn't he?
He's got goals in him. Obviously, the season he had last year at Burtley was, like, ridiculous. I know it's a big step up to playing for Gated. But one thing I think he has got, he's got the right mentality. Just speaking to him, I think he understands he's going to have to wait for his chance. But yeah, he's a proper finisher. He is, honestly. I think if he gets his goal for Gated, or should I say when he gets his goal, he will score goals for them. Like, it's hard with Dananga doing so well, isn't it? I mean, he's been so good. It is what it is, I suppose. His interview the other day was excellent. He talks really well on camera for a clampet.
we haven't had him on the podcast yet, so we'll see if we can find out.
I've just sent him the link. He's like, "What's this?" I'm going to slag you off on a podcast.
Yeah, we're going to find out all the juicy secrets. But yeah,
I liked his attitude. He knew that he would have to wait, and it was fantastic the way when he was speaking. I thought, wow, he realizes he's got to be patient. I mean, he's 22 year old. He scored 60 odd goals. He could be knocking on the manager's door and saying, if I'm not going to play, send us on loan or something stupid like that. But no, he's prepared to wait, you've
got to think he's put himself in contention for Saturday, hasn't he? You know, and also. We haven't mentioned as well, Mick Scully's done this as well. Of course, Chadwick. Chadwick has got himself on the score sheet as well. And look at this, twisting and turning. See, he's giving some Brazilian flair there.
There's he didn't use his left foot.
I know. But,
well, yeah. Dananga again, lovely, because Dananga not used his right. So, perfect partnership.
Yeah, it's no, it's exciting to see. Like you say, especially local lad as well. You always enjoy having a local lad person side and score goals. Yeah, lovely.
That was nice finish, like
not a bad one. But yeah, having a local lad and a side scoring goals is always a plus, isn't it? And as I say, be the Lofell Shearer or the Lofell Rutledge, because you'll surpass Shearer, but. It's nice, it's positive, and it's nice to be talking about a local lad, and he's been given the chance, and he seems to be grasping it with both hands or both feet.
I watch all the games. I watch them on National League TV if I'm not at the game, and he's the games that I've seen when he's come off the bench. I know he hasn't bagged in the league, but he's done really well. He's held the ball up well. There's been a few chances where he should have had assists. He's played people through and they've missed the chances. I think his overall play, not just the goal scoring part of it, which I think will come like in time. It's been decent. His play has actually been decent.
It really has.
Halifax, when we went down to 10 men, all of a sudden he kept holding the ball up and bringing the players in. He just like he seemed to have took it upon himself to do it.
Yeah.
And that really impressed me.
Yeah. As I see,
you're selfish, can't you? So.
I think that was a game where he threaded a couple through, and here we go. This is the magic. Look at this. Off he gans. Whoop. Nearly sent him the googly.
I've had a few messages about that one today, like.
Yeah. Could be better.
Is he a batter or is he a bowler, Jamie?
I think he would tell you he's an all-rounder. He's definitely a batter.
Well, hopefully we don't have to see him with the ball in his hands, but with his feet, it's not bad. it's all positive, and hopefully, as I say, it's nice to see the fringe lads at the moment getting the chance and shining. It's just hopefully they can translate it into the first team and make it a bit life harder for Mr. Dinanga and co. to fight for a starting place.
He certainly put himself in the shop window, didn't he?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we were following it by a Twitter and in a group chat, and we were like, get in, he's off the mark. And the big thing is now he'll have confidence that he's doing, you know, he's played a full 90 minutes and you know, got goals. And that's the big thing. I mean, there you go, look at that. Nice and easy, big celebration with a little man. But no, he's, see, you can't ask for more, can you? Captain's armband and score a hat-trick.
It's a fair play to the club as well for making him captain on the day. I think that was a bold move, but I think it's really showing the faith in him, aren't they?
Well, that's probably showed what character he's got, because I don't think they would have put the armband on him if he hadn't been showing those qualities. Mike and Ian don't do things on for sentiment. It's got to be earned, and it obviously has been, but... I say Dunstan, always a good game. No hearses this time, thankfully. But 5-2 winners, and win the hat tomorrow for the next round of the draw. And we'll find out who we've got in that one. But it's all exciting, all very positive.
He'd be sending a commission for his goal, surely.
Oh, yeah, that's what he's going to do. Yeah,
if I can get the footage, I'll have to do a little edit for him.
I
would just draw him on, you know, the clampered Sharaban. Just get him sat on there with a ball in his hand.
What you have to do is superimpose in like world class defenders that he's running past and going to the top.
Kind of make him too big headed. I'm going to bring a Winnipeg. You can't let him go that high.
I know. Well, as I say, he's probably sitting going, what the hell is going on here, if he's tuned in? But Jamie, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and we might get you back on. Hopefully we'll do beforehand, and a massive thank you for that design. We'll put it back up again just so everyone can see it. And this is what's going to be printed off and signed by the players, and obviously we'll put it in the raffle there. But a beautiful design there captures the football under the lights. Look at that. There's the lads, and beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you very much for having us.
No problem.
That is absolutely phenomenal. Thank you very much, mate.
It really is.
I don't think it'll be the last time I'm getting in touch with you.
Look at that. There we go. There's the FA Cup fourth round qualifying, and there's a beautiful poster for that. Look at that. Heat on the knuckles. That's what you want.
And I think maybe you'll have the one for the lasses.
Yeah, definitely.
I've got that. They've got more
tattoos on the hands, the lasses. Just bear that in mind.
I've got the lasses in the pipeline. I need to start working on that one as well.
Charlie's good. Got photos of them and all.
Right, I'll give him a shout. Thank you so much for putting us in touch with Charlie as well. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, mate. If I can help, like I say, we're helping each other, and if we can help you, we will. Because the artwork you've come up with is absolutely phenomenal, mate. And I can only thank you for doing what you've done, and I'm glad that we could help you as well.
Yeah, hopefully it raises a bit of money as well, and a great bit of an advertisement for yourself. So thank you, Jamie, and we'll speak to you soon.
Cheers.
Take care. Thank you.
There we go. The lovely Jamie from North Beast Media. Fantastic stuff. And that will be given away in the raffle at the 400th show. Please come along and join us. Everyone invited. Children welcome as well. Just don't get them drunk. 400th show, free to come along, but buy a raffle ticket, help the foundation and help the GFC ladies as well. And Charles Woff sending some pictures tomorrow, so there we go. And sorry, one second ago I was disappointed by the high school for a half time show, to be fair. Could not get Beyonce to fill in. I'm lost. I don't know. I'm lost on that one. But he did put a message earlier on, Mate Cow. I'll just go up and find it. Just about the vote. And he's put, if the vote is the same size as the fan base across the finalists, you win hands down. He's too kind, isn't he? He's too kind. Yeah. You've developed a proper professional outfit. I think yous can win. Like, well, who knows? I mean, it's not going to end the show if we don't, put it that way. It's just a cheeky bonus, and I forgot to take the picture off of Idwa, just pushing it up there. But once again, let's have another little look at that. Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's a belter. Just poor Ian Watson. He was going to buy one. No, he's not. of course, we've got the FA Cup coming up, but also as well, the ladies have a FA Cup. Is it the FA Cup again?
No, it's a County Cup tie they've got on Sunday.
County Cup. I have got it somewhere. But
Chester Street, Amazons, and what the Houghton Keep, yeah. 1:30 kickoff.
Well, stupidly, when I saved it, I didn't put the file name on it. So I'm having to load up a guess for the number. No, but this is the Marcus Denanga stuff there. What a month. Look at that. 29 non-penalty shots. Non-penalty shots on target, 16. 8 goals. Look at that, man. Touches inside the box, opposition box, 49. Maybe getting the attention of some people. See if I can find this picture properly now. This will be the... give that one. I'll upload a couple and then hopefully I'll get it.
I dread to think what may come up here.
Oh, honest to God. No. I was, as I've said many a time, I was young. I needed the money. But there we go. This leads to the Amazons versus Gated Ladies in the County Cup. And that is on Sunday the 15th, 1:30 kickoff. And it's at the Houston Keepier Academy.
Houghton Keepier.
So there you go. Get along and support the ladies if you can, if you want to get your Sunday football fix. And that would be absolutely amazing.
Talking of the lasses.
Go on, I'll let you get into that. The game last weekend.
Sunday, went down to Norton and Stockney Agents. They'd won 4 games out of 4 at the start of the league campaign. We go down there and come away with a 6-1 win. We lost Carly to a very, very dubious handball outside the box. But our fullback, Sharpie, went in goal, and she was phenomenal. We were 2-0. It was a 2-0 up at the time and ended up winning 6-1 with 10 men. We played some really, really good football on Sunday. I was well proud of the lasses.
Oh, fantastic. So where does that have them in the league at the moment? I know it's early.
Well, I don't really look at the league, because sometimes it's updated and sometimes it's not.
Ah, right.
We'll be up around, I would say, about third, easy. Mm-hmm. And we've got some really good games coming up. Like I say, we've got, it's a County Cup game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the Chessy Street Amazon, to our league below. And we've got the FA Cup against Hartlepool Women coming up as well. So,
got some big games.
Yeah, Carl's doing some, brought some canny players in. Yeah, we were disappointed. We lost a few. Really disappointed. But it's football.
Yeah.
You move on and you go on. And I'll always remember what them lass has done for the football club. And we're just moving on. And it's been, last two games have been absolutely superb. Every one of them. I kind of praise them high enough. And Carl and Hugo, keep doing what you're doing, lads. It's in the lasses. I mean, Livy Black just got player of the month as well.
Ah, oh, fantastic. I mean, I just, after the game, I seen Carl and I think and Rusty getting their Gated Patrick Gilles. And Carl was a little bit concerned, thinking that his might have made him look a bit fat, even though there's nothing on him. And it looked more like a body vest than anything else. But yeah, he looked good in them pictures, didn't worry, son. We've got a message from Ian Barron, Darlington fan, of course. But any Heed players you could loan to Darlington FC, please, to help us out? We're currently rock bottom. Nah. I don't know. But I tell you what,
on Tommy Allen.
I think they'll. Yeah, Tom Allen, mate. I don't know. I'm not the manager. I don't know who's included, who's not. Yeah. But yeah, let's.
You should have seen Aaron Martin when you had the chance.
Yeah. So wait one second. Oh, also as well, we need to say a big happy birthday. And I didn't realise she's ill. So happy birthday, Meg. Go on, Mickey. You need to sing.
Oh, dear Meg, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear old Brune. Happy birthday to you. I love you, Meg.
Yeah, she's in her sick bed. So come on, look, we're having a love in tonight. Send us some get well messages. We'll put them up on the screen. So get well soon, Meg. And,
sorry to hear she's poorly.
I know, especially on her birthday as well.
Scott's Nana, in case nobody knew.
So come on, send some love to the beautiful
Meg.
Send
some love to Meg. Happy birthday, Meg.
Really is. And well, as I say, FA Cup time, it's coming up. Will we be in the hat for the first round? It's a long trip, Stourbridge. It's
Kidderminster.
Yeah. So hopefully we can keep ourselves, you know, keep them going in the same form, play our game and hopefully come out on top. As I say, that they're not doing the greatest in the league, but they've got a bit of FA Cup form over the past few years.
Yeah, they have. And I mean, I didn't do any research on them, but I know there's a few times I've watched the FA Cup match of the day or whatever it is, and you always seem to see Stourbridge in the highlights in the first round. So let's hope it's not this year. I think our lads have just got to go down with the right attitude, and you know they will. And be prepared to mix it, because when you're the lower ranked team, you're just kind of going in and
they've got nothing to lose, have they? You know,
yeah.
So definitely. I mean, see, we've got some messages here. We've got one from Ian as well. He's put happy 21st, get well soon from a Darlington fan. He's a charmer, and he Liv has put happy birthday in her better half. But Darren, having problems with the internet offshore, any chance you can start the show again? Nah, you're
no
gonna
problem.
We'll get back on to Jamie. We'll get him back on. The ladies are indeed third in the league in the table. Yeah. So there we go. Thank you, Johnny Gray, who was tweeting as well, because I did share a tweet about sensible soccer. Oh, what a game. You kids don't know what you are missing. Sensible soccer is far better than FIFA. And you could edit it back in the day. Oh, mint.
Davey Armstrong was a bit of a whiz on sensible soccer.
Well, I thought I was good, and I had it's like a retro mini Mega Drive thing, but you could edit it and then play and stuff. But as soon as you knocked it off, you would lose the save, you know, of like the teams you had edited. Yeah. And I give it big licks against Stevie Clifton, a Gated fan. And I ended up with blisters on my thumbs. We were playing that hard. And then we put the game on. But it was a tough one. You seen it coming, didn't you? You all knew that joke was coming. But yeah, no, Sensible Soccer was a game. Mr. Luke, I was born playing FIFA and we'll always play it. FIFA was terrible.
He's a young kid, isn't he?
Nah, but you can go back. Looking forward to the Cup win and first round draw. Peterborough away, please. Give him be too cocky. Give him be too cocky. Prize money is important in the FA Cup, and yeah, that's what makes it so big, and that's why Stourbridge will be dangerous. We've got to bring back Sabutio. I was never a fan of that.
Absolutely love Sabutio.
I was in the breaking the men. It's useless.
There's a few of mine got operated on with the super glue.
I'll tell you who got years ago turned up to the game with it was like a 1994-95 Sabutio kit with a Gated strip. It was half and half. And I'm sure Sean Smith had one of the promotion season made as well, painted. If he's watching, if you can send that to us, it'd be great.
I used to like Super Striker as well.
I can't remember on Sensible Soccer, if you're running up the wing and you're probably about 30 yards out, if you hit it and they'd done the curl on it, it would go in every time. It was great. It was too easy to cheat on Sensible Soccer. My brother used to have my life. I just think that's because you're a bad player. You should have learned how to do it as well. But I used to love doing the diving headers from the corners. It was great. I liked Sensible World of Soccer as well. That was pretty good because you could play all the different leagues. It was mint. And there was a cheat for that one because you could have a cheat for money and you just press M. So you could be like Darlington and saying Roberto Baggio and stuff like that. And, we're going down memory lane here. You had a ZX Spectrum computer. I had one of them. Was it 28K? Or 48, was it 48K? I can't remember. Yeah. I had an Amiga 500. That was mint, that. That's it.
I don't know if you remember it. It was a part computer game, part board game. Brian Clough Soccer. You had to build a team and go around the board. Me, Scully, and John Pooley, and used to play on that for bloody ages.
International Superstar Soccer Deluxe was the game to play. Everyone's got their favourites, but Sensible Soccer will always be there. 48K with the rubber keys. Oh, there you go. And look, we're really reminiscing now. And
this is one for the teenagers to Google.
It is, aye. But Amiga. I remember I used to go into, not that I knew they were dodgy games, but I used to go to Chesley Street Market on a Saturday and they used to have blokes with a load of paper and that, and you'd pick which number and they'd give you the discs with the game on for like £2 a disc. So you'd get like all the big games at the time. It was mint. And they used to have a lookout for the copper and used to all belt off. It was dead funny. Show my age, but I loved the football game. Jimmy used to play it when the Saints go marching in when you scored. I didn't know that.
Vaguely remember that, yeah.
I hadn't seen that one. Darren Walden's coming out. See, I made this mistake and gave myself a massive blister on my thumb. Darren Walden, I was a master at Sensible Soccer. FIFA 13 was my childhood. Look, the thing is, if Mr. Luke or any of the younger viewers will go back and look at Sensible Soccer, you go up and down the pitch, not across, and it's just 16-bit graphics, isn't it, or something like that? 8-bit graphics. It's basic, but it's fantastic. And also, as well, what was good with Sensible Soccer, because it was one of the first games where they had a muddy pitch, a frozen pitch. Yeah. And the ball would bounce different as well. So it was the first game where there was a little bit of interactiveness from the computer. So it was mint. Loved it. Yeah. So tell you what, I might have to get on to Jamie for next season to do us a Sensible Soccer theme for the background and commentaries and stuff.
I had a T-shirt. Andy Keaton is one with the Sensible Soccer players on. I had John Shaw, Derek Bell, and Paul Proudlock on there. But me,
stole it. Sensible Soccer players.
Aye.
Oh, man. We've got the old Commodore computers as well. Yeah, I remember the Commodore 64, wasn't it? So
we had a 16 as well.
I mean, these kids won't even know what a tape is, but you had to load a game up from a tape. And then if it didn't work, you had to start all over again. So there we go. Well, I've went down memory lane with that. But yeah, if people want to get the predictions in for the Stourbridge game as well, before the other days, you kind of get Sensible Soccer as well. I bought it off a website, but it didn't work. I was like, it wouldn't link up. You could play it on the keypad, but you couldn't do it with a gamepad. So bring it back. Get your predictions in. And are you going down to Stourbridge as well? Say it's a long trip if you are. Hats off to you. I can't sadly make that one at the minute. Money. Do a Sensible Soccer live stream. Oh, if only. It would. Oh, hang on, we've got here. Mickey Scully, my very first football manager was on the ZX81. The first football manager game I played was Ultimate Soccer Manager 98 or 97. And it had gated on when the season got relegated from the conference. And it would say the player's name, so it would go Bowie when it scored and stuff. It was great.
I had the boss, but you could go in and put your names in.
Yeah.
But we used to put our nicknames in. So it would come up like all the insults would, you'd have your mates and your team, and it would come up egghead scores or.
No, mint.
Scores. That's what they had.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I think we're definitely going to get into Jamie, see if you can deal with some Sensible Soccer type graphics in the background. It'd be mint. We've got some predictions. 3-1 says Liv Walden. 4-1 says Mr. Luke. Bold, big ones here. I think it might be a bit tighter. We've got 4-1 from David Tron. 3-1 from Paul Hodgson. And we've saving ourselves with Chester away. And we've got anyone remember This Is Football?
Can't remember that one, David Tron.
No. What was the management one that was on it was on PlayStation? It wasn't very good. I'm trying to think what it was called. Just Total Football Manager. Something like that. Tracksuit Manager for the Commodore 64 was my first management game. That was the best. And we got Red and Yellows cables for the ZX Spectrum computer. Oh, hey, we're going right down memory lane, and he's going 10-0, 1-0. But can we choose the ref? No, unless your name's too gnarly. Oh, I wouldn't bet on that. So if anyone doesn't know about that, Tonali's in a massive betting scandal in Italy and looks like he's going to get a big suspension from Newcastle United being able to play, which is breaking news tonight across the footballing world. But yet to see if he's been found guilty, but no smoke without fire. And the way things are being reported doesn't look very good for the young man. We've got another prediction here. 4-0 to the Heed, says Darren Walden. Mickey, what's your prediction?
I'm going to go
3-0. Yeah, I'm going to go 2-0.
My heart says 3-0, my head's in 2-1 somehow.
Yeah. I think you mean the one you mean, Davey, is Championship Manager. No, it wasn't Championship Manager on the PlayStation. I don't think it was. It was something else. It was like Total Football Manager or something like that. You might be right, though. I mean, memory's terrible. 6-2 to the Heat says Ginger Joe. He's wanting a goal fest, that lad. Aidan Rutledge beating every player in this game and scoring, I think, with a scoreline like that. But, 3-2 to Gated says Sean Parry. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. The FA Cup, it always throws up a banana skin, and hopefully Gated on that banana skin in the fourth qualifying round. And, I mean, the magic it brings. I mean, if we are in the draw at 7:30 on Monday, if it is still that, it changes every year, you do get a little bit sweaty and high pulse rate. I do. I get excited when you see some of these big names coming out and you think, oh, I've dodged a bullet going to Swindon again or something like that, you know. And it's in recent years, Gated's always been one of the last ones out. We used to be one of the first ones out in the draw in some years, but yeah.
Be nice. Was on Talk Sport, for God's sake, please, no.
Oh, I know. It's
pulling teeth waiting for that coming on.
Oh, well, the girls are saying Dananga is going to be getting three. So, fingers crossed. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Three nil to Gated, says Trina. She's pretty close for our predictions. There's War Trina.
Really close.
FA manager. That could be the one. You know, it's, right. Yeah. I can remember there was a FIFA manager one that come out. And it was, or EA Sports Manager. And it was around about 1999. And my computer wasn't strong enough to run it, but I could go into the database and it had Jason Ainsley and Keith Fletcher playing in Singapore. And it, yeah. And I always remember thinking, oh, I wish I could get that work, but my computer wasn't powerful enough. So, yeah. Ian Barron's got, I know all reminiscing about football games, but Ian, he's put, anyone remember the TV closing down at 11 and starting back up at 6 a.m. with a test card?
Yeah. That little lassie with the doll.
The next thing we want to get is Darren Walden going, remember when he used to have a gun outside to go into the toilet?
He does, but that's just because Liv tells him to go outside.
Yeah, he has to hang off the side of the oil rig and let it drop. We've got, is there a minibus going? I think there is, yeah. I've seen
advertisements.
So go on, Gates FC, away travel. Supporters travel, you'll see that on all social media, and see if there's any seats left. There have been advertisements, we should have put it up really in hindsight. Sorry, one second. Do you still do in parts of Blythe for the toilet and David Transport? I remember that. So there we go. We've got about 8 minutes left, so if anyone else wants to go to a memory lane of any football game that you used to like, let us know.
Are you old enough to remember Josh's Giants?
It was just a little bit like it. I think it finished just when I started watching CBBC as it was at the time.
Yeah, it's Josh's Giants was a favourite at the time.
Yeah, this is a good one. We'll be reminiscing with White Dog Eggs next. That's a polite way of putting it. You never see White Dog poo anymore in the back lanes, do you? Is there any radio commentary for the game? Hopefully there is. I haven't seen anything advertised as of yet. I would imagine on the club preview, if there is anything, they'll be they'll put it in the details, you would think. Mr. Luke, Pro Evolution Soccer. I was never a fan of Pro Evo. I always preferred FIFA.
My brother David was. He loved that better than FIFA.
Yeah. And we've got what's that? Grit and Grasshoppers. I love Jossie's Giants, and football is just a branch of science. It certainly is. It's certainly something. But yeah, no, I'm still trying to think what that game is because I think I borrowed it off Stevie Cliff.
It's one of them. It'll bug you. I'll eat.
Yeah, it was an awful game. Do you know? I can remember once on I think it was Championship Manager. 102, something like that, and Gateshead weren't in it, but you could sign Gateshead players if they got promoted. It took a while, but you could get them if they got into the conference, but you couldn't manage them. And I signed Steve Preen for Darlington, and I thought that was the best thing since sliced bread. His first game, he assaulted the referee and was banned for 18 months. I've never had it happen again in a computer game. Well,
that sounds like Preen, you know.
I was like, oh man. Yeah. Wow. That was a proper name of the team, I think. Is that what they were called? The Grit and Grasshoppers in Jossie's Giants? Was it? Yeah. There we go. Now we'll see.
Wow, right down. We are going down memory lane. But
anyone remember Frogger?
Frogger.
Was that a game? It must be. I'll throw one out, see if anyone else like this one. Dizzy. Anyone used to play Dizzy the Egg?
Dizzy
the Egg was mint. It was like a quest game. You had to, if you need to get past a goat, you had to go and buy a knife somewhere and cut the grass it was eating and stuff like that. That's Scully's done. LMA Manager. That's it. That was the name of the game. Yeah, it was awful. But it was the best.
I think the TV program.
I'm glad my dyslexia read this properly. Charlie's put, anyone remember blow football?
Yeah.
Spit all over the table through the straws. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to play that at school, actually.
Yeah. And Mr. Luke's put, I'm sitting here absolutely clueless. Sorry, lads. That's just a normal night for you, Luke.
Jim on the PlayStation, that was good.
Yeah.
The Amiga, one of the two.
We've got Frog was in the same game as Hawk goes skiing. Yeah. And road dodging things. I remember Road Rash and Outrun.
That was good.
And Afterburner. Oh, God, we all going down memory lane. Right. We've went for football here.
We're drifting away from the football.
We're drifting away from the football, but no, happy memories. Happy memories. And Hitman and her music program.
I never liked that. That was I was raw.
Hitman and her
music, the heavy metal program through the neat.
You see, my late night TV show of choice was The Word back in the day, because you got to see naughty things and Euro Trash. Hey, have a look, kids. You'll enjoy. Right, we're gonna a couple more messages and we'll wrap it up. Mickey, blue football was you blowing out your backside running around more than 5 yards. It's still the same now. You see them getting up the stand. We've got pictures of football players on jam jar lids and cards and PG tips. Oh, Colin, you're older than us. He's took it right old school here. Teenage Mutant Ninja Hero Turtles and Metroland Arcade. Oh, Time Crisis at Metroland was a belter. That was a good one. I'm trying to think. Anyone have Ghostbusters for the Amiga? It was mint. But on that note, everybody, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you to Jamie. We'll put up his listening. We've got completely sidetracked there, but we've enjoyed ourselves. We hope you have. We'll go through what the prizes are again. Mickey, this is one of them, though, for the 400th episode. We're going to be doing a raffle, and the proceeds are going to be split between the Foundation and JFC Ladies. Jamie from North Beast Media has made us this. For us, we're going to get printed off, signed by the players and framed, given away as one of the raffle prizes. And Mickey, if you want to go through the other raffle prizes.
There's a voucher for a barber jacket. Basically, two lots, a family four tickets for the Dalton game. That's signed print, obviously. There's a gift from Patrick. There might be a signed shirt as well. And whatever else we can bundle in there.
Yeah,
well, because he was on about something, wasn't he? But
there's something else in the pipeline. We'll get to that. Oh God, he's got Colin Scott's put. He's got a a good decade on us. He's got green shield stamps. We'll date you. My mum.
I used to go and get them from my great granddad.
Dad's grandma. So what's that? That'll be maybe great grandma. I never met her, but more or less smoked herself to death to get these set of ladders. And we still got them. So
when you used to get the little coupons with the cigarettes.
I've got a set of ladders, so I know what green shield stamps are. So they've got paint on from like 50 years ago. Right. Oh, Darren Walden is put, have I missed much? I've just been to the netty outside. So I hope there's a big wave to wipe your bum. Cheers, lads. Enjoyed the show. Exciting raffle. Boiler Sport. I think I'm too late. And on that note, Boiler Sports, you are. So especially after your cheek last week. On that one, thank you, Mickey. It's been a pleasure. Thank you to Jamie that joined us earlier on. Remember, like and subscribe. And once again, thank you for all your votes in the Football Content Awards last week. Hopefully, we might get a mention on the night. And if not, it's not the end of the world, because we'll still be here doing this. And as I say, the 400 show is coming up soon, and we'll be aiming for the 500 after that. We'll keep on going till someone pulls off.
We've got the cake as well.
Oh, yes, there's going to be a cake. So there we go. Podcast-themed cake from the lovely Jen McCauley. The baker has been commissioned. And on that note, it's got there. Boiler Sports, hope you win. See, you can say nice things. You can say nice things. On that note, everybody, see you later. Bye.
See you later.